go out to LA. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Oh, my God. I did not see that person right there. This is the birthday edition. It might sound a little bit different than usual because I'm out in these streets. And I'm currently about to go pick up 12 Cal. We're about to hit these L.A. streets. That's what we're about to go do. We're about to be in these streets. Probably go somewhere on the east side for a little bit. Somewhere and watch, maybe. I don't know. We might go. I might take 12 Cal to the jungles. I might take him to the jungle. Not in there. We might pass by, but we definitely about to get outside just for a little bit. At the time of this recording, we had just finished having lunch. Y'all remember the infamous bet that we had? I think I told y'all about the bet that we had that I won. The Dodger versus the Yankees World Series bet. I don't need to keep clubbing cats over the head with the Dodgers win, although it still feels great, especially with the birth of Dodger Blue, the track on GNX. Oh man, that's just a refreshing track right there. Anyhow, you know, recently Britt was out here. The same weekend, 12 Cal was out here, Dolomite pulled up to the crib. It was like a Power Ranger convention, you know what I'm saying? Niggas all, we met up for lunch, and it was a real ghetto brunching, you know what I'm saying? The wifey was there, Marcy was there, you know what I'm saying? Even the kids was there. The kids was in attendance or whatever. Me and Britt, and the family went to the Lakers game when they played Portland, where Bron didn't play. If y'all listen to Open Run, I think I talked about it. Open Run last week. But this is my birthday episode. And yeah, we are here with it. This is actually my birthday slash... Is this my birthday slash... This might be the... Yeah, I think this might be it, right? No, this is not it. This is not the last episode of the year because my birthday is on the 23rd. So at the time of this recording, I had to record my episode early. And, you know, my birthday is not here, but my birthday is coming up. My birthday is on the 23rd. And I'll be turning 42 of them things. 42 of those things. What do I feel thus far? I just feel old. You know what I'm saying? Nothing too crazy. I just feel older. I guess much wiser as well. That's a beautiful thing. What have I noticed this year in general? I might save that. I know me and Britt, I was supposed to end the year with the verses between Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence characters. Kind of a versus battle. But I think I'm going to push that into January 2025. And the reason being is because I did have a idea episode of how I wanted to wrap up 2024, but this one, the episode before that one, is my birthday episode, and it's just reflecting on this year and previous years. And I would say the difference between this year and last year is I didn't really travel. Well, I did travel a lot this year. But I guess it was desired places that I wanted to go to, because last year was major because we went to Hawaii and we went to Jamaica. This year, for my birthday, we're going to Cabo in Mexico. And then we got a huge trip at the end of the year. So that's going to be a dope one. But as far as like traveling and stuff like that, you know, I had a couple of work traveling events that I went to Catalina. I want to say San Fran this year. I think San Francisco was this year. I'm not sure. I got to check. I know I may have talked about it on the episode. It could have been earlier this year. Where else did we go? I can't think about where we went to earlier this year, except for Catalina. But, you know, the big 40 deuce, it's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm kind of like, you know, we're kind of doing like a joint little celebration, kind of a post celebration for 12 Cal and a pre celebration for myself. We just gonna cruise down Crenshaw. That's what I'm gonna do. We was talking about Britt said, you know, she wished she could have stayed longer, and technically 12 Cal was supposed to stay longer. But you know, he had something that something important to come up, to where he cut his trip short, and he's going to be leaving in a couple of days rather than leaving this weekend. So, you know, I got a small window of us to cruise down the Shaw for a little bit, show him a couple of areas and things of that nature, and just chill, talk, listen to some music. I'm throwing a West Coast playlist. The stereotypes is heavy over here. I'm gonna throw on a West Coast playlist, and we're gonna ride down Crenshaw for a little bit, and then I'm gonna take him back. I'm gonna go back to work. And my daughter is having her first gymnastics event coming up. That's coming up. I'm going to like an amateur wrestling thing soon as well. It's just a lot of stuff. But reflecting on this year was solid. You know, this year was solid. I'm glad I'm making it. We haven't completely made it out of this year, but I'm glad I was able to make it to my birth month so far. I enjoy my birthday and where it's at. I know some people wish that they had like certain birthdays, like summer birthdays. Some people like spring birthdays and things like that, mostly so they could party. I'm talking about the people that like to party. I'm gonna roll up this window. Because right now I'm cruising. I'm in Beverly Hills right now. I need to find a bathroom because I have to use the bathroom real bad. I'm not going to tell you which one, if it's one or two, but just know I have to use the bathroom really, really, really bad. So I might pause this. And certain people want to, you know, they want to have certain birthdays and certain times of the year so they could invite a lot of people. They know my birthday is December 23rd. You couldn't find a worse birthday to celebrate with a lot of people than that, outside of actually Christmas Day or the day after Christmas. Like that week leading up to and that week after is bad if you're looking for a group of people to come out and celebrate with you. Why? Because even after my birthday is Christmas, and then after Christmas, you're looking at the new year. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people are traveling to places that they want to be with the people that they love the most, or they want to be around the most. So, you know, that's one thing. But I actually enjoy it. I am a Capricorn, for whatever that means to y'all. Whatever they said about a Capricorn, that shit is true. We're like the black sheep of zodiac signs. Whatever they say about Capricorns, they never have switched it up. They call us anything other than God's child. You know what I mean? So, but it's I love it. I love it. I don't shy away from it. I don't try to fight it. It is who he is. If you believe in a whole zodiac sign shit, dive into it and know that, yes, I believe everything that they say about us is extremely true. I've definitely reflected and tried to be objective in certain things, but no, it's true. In some ways, certain traits that they say we have, it might be higher for some, it might be lower for others. And then you also have the January Capricorns and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, a Capricorn is a Capricorn. Man, I'm over here in Beverly Hills, and it's such a tight traffic squeeze. So you're going to hear this damn car go off. I got a phone call. Sorry about that. I got a phone call. I don't even know where I was at. I don't know where I left off at. Let me see if I can think where I left off at. I'm just going to have to start somewhere new. Anyhow, I'm enjoying my pre-birthday. Like I said, I'm going ahead to pick up 12 Cal right now. We're going to attempt to cruise the Shaw. In the meantime, I am going to pause this because I have to go use the bathroom. And you know when you really got to use the bathroom and you can't really think, you don't want nobody to talk to you. That's one. You know what I'm saying? And you just so happen to be in a shitload of traffic. That is the current. And you in traffic and you like in the area where they got all like these small businesses and like the LA City Law accident attorneys. Like, nigga, where is a goddamn Target at? Or something to where I can go use a goddamn bathroom. I can't find shit. And I am, when I tell you I am in bumper to bumper traffic right now. This is on the street, you know, and it's 3:17 right now. It's always cracking down here, but I should be coming up on something. And oh, I'm passing by. I'm about to come up on Fairfax. All right. I shall be back, people. All right. So we back at it. I want to go use the restroom. Woo. I needed that. Crazy part is, I asked the dude, I said, hey, man, where y'all restrooms at? Yeah, you know, y'all got restrooms? He said, sometimes. What is that supposed to mean, bro? Point me to the restroom so I can let this lizard do his thing. You know what I mean? Let's get back to the birthday episode. What am I going to do for my birthday? I am going to be in Cabo with my shirt off, my man boobs, basically my dad bought my wine belly. I mean, I've lost about 10 pounds though. I've been eating kind of good. Yeah, I'm trying to get in shape a little bit. Yeah, I'm just going to be chilling, man. I'm going to be relaxing. I don't think I'm going to do anything crazy on my birthday. I mean, it's Christmas. We come home. I think we come home the day after Christmas, if I'm not mistaken. Then we get ready for the big trip. I don't know. I think we've just been chilling this year. Just a lot of continue to do the whole family shit. You know? Just chilling, man. It seemed like this year alone, it was a lot going on this year, as far as like, you know, getting our emotions in check, you know, that's including me and the family. You know, this is the year where, my son graduated from high school and now he's in the workforce, you know, he's working and. So that's different. He has his own car now, and that's different. So, you know, he out and about driving everywhere he could possibly drive. You know, and my daughter, like I said, her first gymnastics event is coming up this weekend. So I'm excited about that. It's like we're back into the whole AAU circuit all over again, but in a different sport. Theirs is just spread it out. It's not like, you know, when my son, his shit was... His tournaments was damn near every fucking weekend, 2 to 3 days. You know what I mean? It was just a bit much, but you get used to it. Like when you, If you had a child that played football or basketball, then you already know that life. Like, you pretty much dedicate at least 30 to 40% of your life of that of the year to that, because it's a tournament. Like football is different. Well, it's not that much different, because it's one game on a Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon. We rarely had games that was like at night. You know, we did have some games that went into the night. You don't get me wrong, but most of the games would be in the morning. You know, but he stopped playing football like years ago. You know, but we was used to it. He had been playing basketball since he was like, shit, I can't even tell you when, since he was like, what, 8 or 9? I mean, probably before that when he was playing for the Parks. But as far as traveling basketball, for a long time. So, you know, we didn't travel out of state for games and, you know, just, you know, distant gyms like in California and shit like that, from L.A. to the Bay. So you kind of get used to it. And with gymnastics, they don't have events like every weekend. So that's cool. But you get used to it, you know. So we got that. And then, you know, just work as usual and trying to figure out how we could just keep getting better financially and mentally get better. You know, that's what we've been working on. I'm getting older, big dog. Like, now the goal is to get to my mid-40s. You know, and I'll be halfway to the halfway point now at 42. Starting to realize, I think I was realizing this like in my mid-30s, though. Like, when I was 35, started to realize, like, you know, presents, I'ma always love presents. I'ma always love to get some type of present under the tree or for my birthday. I could mostly say under the tree, because like I said, my birthday is 2 days before Christmas. So, and me and my wife always do this thing where we'll open up a present or two on Christmas Eve or something like that. It's dope. But, you know, like I said, this year we'll be in Cabo. So I think we leave on my birthday. We get to, you know, we leave early on my birthday. So I'll be in the air on my birthday. Yeah, man. About to go pick up 12 Cal, and we just going to be chilling, man. Just be chilling. Like I said, we had a marathon burger today. Hella good. Hey, In-N-Out, you better count your dollars, bucko, because they got a smash burger over there that's fucking... I'm with it. I like it. Now, is the price range kind of crazy? I mean, I guess if you consider it as a black-owned business, you know what I mean? Because we expect some type of discount or something like that towards the black consumers, but... Nah, I mean, you know what? And now that I think about it, In-N-Out is, because you're not going to find a burger place that's somewhat cheaper. There is some out here, and just as good or even better. There's a lot more better burger spots out here than In-N-Out, but that's just, you know, they give California the face card for that, even though it started. Did y'all know In-N-Out started in Florida, if I'm not mistaken? But, you know, we claim it. You know, it's a shitload of In-N-Outs out here, and it's a good burger. You know, animal style fries and shit like that, animal style everything. It's great, and the prices have always been good, even though they've gone up. But the prices have always been reasonable and good like that. But the marathon, $20, man, out the gate. Is it worth it? Well, yeah, I gotta say it is, because shit, any meal. The average meal is between $15 to $20 now, y'all. And it feels, well, I've been losing a lot of weight, and my appetite hasn't been as big as it was back in the day, so I can't say that it's going to get the average person full, but it did. We ate that burger about 2 hours ago? Maybe somewhere around 2 hours ago. 2 or 3 hours ago. And I'm good. I'm not going to eat nothing until dinner tonight. I think that's it, man. Did a little bit of self-reflecting, and as I do every year and multiple times a year too, like, I just think about stuff, you know, just think about life in general, where I'm at, where I want to be, sound like Donnell Jones and shit, and on to the next chapter, man, on to the next chapter. What I've realized this year is that people still want to be a part of something, which is dope. People still have very heavy, opinionated stance. People are still lost, though. That's a fact. But can't do nothing about that. One thing that I have learned about this year is that I do my best on not involving myself in a lot of just social media trends. As far as like negative trends, I should say. Some trends are just dope to be a part of for the moment, you know. Other than that, it's like, hopefully in 2025, I know it's not going to stop because it's still a concept. It's still fresh to a lot of people. But niggas got to stop popping balloons. I'm pretty sure they still going to do it. It's an attention grabber. So it's going to, for what it's worth, it's going to sell clout. That's what it's going to sell. So that's always going to be there to a certain degree until it's not. Leave them damn balloons. Like, niggas need those balloons. We need those balloons for so many goddamn reasons. Birthdays, anniversaries, you know, even funerals. They got balloons at funerals. Stop busting all these goddamn balloons. You know, what else? Relationship topics that ties into the whole red balloon shit. It's a lot, man. It's a lot. God bless everybody, bro. I want everybody to win. I just want everybody to be. I want everybody to be real with themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, just be real with themselves. I was talking with somebody today, and I was like these youngsters. You know, especially the ones that's still in their 20s. Not all of them. Obviously, not all. So don't get offended. Like, that, you know what, in 2025, you want to know what I want y'all niggas to work on? Including myself in certain situations. But a lot of you niggas that's in y'all 20s, from 20 to 29. And some of y'all niggas that early 30 niggas get on my nerves too. Because them niggas is weird. A lot of you early 30 niggas, it's weird. You know what I'm saying? Because the early, let me say this, the early 30s, let's just stick with the 20s right now. They just have a different mindset. They business mind is like they have the idea of the business mindset, you know, and they got different type of shit that they could do nowadays to make money. But they got to stop taking shit so personal, man. They got to stop acting like the world is against them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is soft, man. Niggas is soft, bro. Soft and cloudy. That's all it is, man. We got to stop. You know what it is? Niggas got to stop being corny. That's what it is. You could go ahead and be soft. You could be soft all you want. As a matter of fact, we know certain niggas is soft. You know what I'm saying? Karl Anthony Townsend. Soft. But the nigga can go out there, he can hoop. You know what I'm saying? He come off corny, but he's soft. And that nigga know we know he's soft. Rudy Gobert, soft. You know what I'm saying? But just don't be a corny nigga, though. That's the one thing that I don't like. I don't like corny niggas, and I don't like corny content. I gotta criticize it at this point. Is it gonna stop? No. Because corny shit, cringy shit, is still entertainment. It is. So as long as niggas see that they gonna get their numbers ran up, or their views ran up, or they gonna get some type of feedback, whether it's positive or negative, they gonna keep doing that corny shit. I see niggas do corny shit all the time on the internet. I listen to their shows. a lot of shows that I'm personally like fans of. Like, niggas have come off and said some corny shit or acted corny, and it's like, why? And I really question niggas who coming up with corny content and then posting it on social media. That lets me know that you know this shit is corny and you grabbing attention at all costs. That's the corny part. I respect niggas on their stance. I respect niggas on their beliefs, whatever they believe in, whatever they like, who they like, how they like it and stuff like that. But when you go out your way to be corny to prove that you don't like this and you over like that, that's corny to me. That's corny. That's just corny, dog. I'm just calling you. I'm calling it how I see it. I call it this. It's just corny, big dog. And niggas don't have to do that, though. That's the thing. They don't have to do that. I think more and more I be thinking, why niggas just can't, like, be themselves? I don't know if they feel like being themselves is not enough. But even then, that's just them not being themselves. Being yourself is enough. And just go find a group of people. Look, you already got family or friends and shit that fuck with you. Stick with them niggas. Stop trying to go get new people acting new. You know what I'm saying? Just be yourself, man. That shit is okay, man. Like, I respect niggas who they truly are. Just stick with your original personality. Don't change it up, man. Everybody got an alter ego. I understand that. But when you got to go down that corny route, it's like, come on, dog. Come on, man. You got to show me something better than that, man. You got to show me. And I'm going to still love you. I'm going to still love you till I don't. Still love you till I don't. Hey, I don't have no advice at the age of 42. But I will say this. My bad. Got another phone call. Yeah. So happy birthday to me, man. I'm not too far away from picking up 12 Cal. Like I said, me and 12 Cal are going to kick it. Things of that nature. I've experienced a lot this year. I've experienced, in all honesty, I haven't experienced too much failure this year. I haven't. That's a good thing. There hasn't been too many years where I'm like, dang, like where you like when you searching for like certain wins. And I got to be grateful anyway, because my past couple of years has been very eventful, brightful, you know, traveling the whole nine. Like, so I can't really complain. It's just, it comes with a lot of ups and downs. You just got to get through it. You just got to get through it, man. That's all you got to do is just get through it at the end of the day. This year was pretty much on cruise control. And just like any other year, you're going to have your certain pockets of downtime and shit like that. Continue to talk with people, continue to keep in touch with people. Make sure you don't try to like tackle this shit alone. I am an advocate for having some alone time to yourself. Let me drink some water real quick. I do think you have to be alone for a little bit. Just to do some self-reflection or just to have some peace in mind to yourself, you know? And I think I do a lot of that because I can do a lot of that because of how my work schedule is. So I'm able to have certain pockets of me just tending to myself, you know? But even if you are at home and amongst your family, and you need it, just find some time to yourself and just isolate yourself in the house and just, whether it's 5 minutes, a couple of hours, or even a majority of the day, maybe not the whole day. Cause if you're a family man or a family woman, I don't know if you can go the whole entire day without having some type of interaction with somebody, you know, but, yeah, man, at the end of the day, we just got to take care of ourselves, you know, but don't isolate yourself too much though. You know what I'm saying? Don't be quiet from the world too much to where people got to call and check up on you. You know, it's always a good thing when people call and check up on you. Don't get me wrong. And I myself has isolated myself from other people because sometimes I'm just, don't feel like talking. Sometimes it's personal. Sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes it's not personal. Sometimes it's just, hey, man, I ain't got nothing to talk about right now. I don't have nothing to talk about right now. And then, you know, some people just want to hear your voice. Or some people just want to know that you're okay and things like that. And that's cool. But you might be in a space where you've been super cool all week and you want to finish up that week by just having you some you time. And they call in the middle of your peace time and just don't pick up. You deserve that. You deserve to control everything, man. And maybe control is the wrong word, but just, you know, that's the feds. They thank y'all. Shout out to y'all. Look, and as soon as they pass me, they turn the lights off. Nigga. Sometimes, no comes with no explanation. Just nah. You know what I'm saying? And even before you get to the nah, just be like, all right, it ain't nothing to really talk about, bro. You know, I don't want to talk right now. And just call people back, you know? And it's up to you whether you want to explain to them, like, hey, this is why I didn't answer the phone call. You know, this is why this is, you know, it's up to you to do that. I sometimes do that. Most of the time, I don't. You know, most of the time, I just call niggas back, like, oh, yeah, I missed your call. I don't know, what's cracking? You know? Outside of that, nigga, you ain't got to say nothing. It's, people got to understand boundaries. People got to understand that it's not necessarily like it's a luxury or it's a major thing or a privilege to call you, but it's like, you know, dog, it's, don't take it personal. You know what I'm saying? Unless you know it's some type of differences or smoke between y'all two, then you know what it is? To me, if you really want to get in touch with a person and they don't answer the phone, leave a voicemail. Leave a voice message. You know what I'm saying? Like, let them know the reason why you called, and that'll probably give them a reason to call you back faster. But, you know, like I said, you don't really have to move when you don't want to. But I still think you have a responsibility of making sure people know, like, hey, you know, it's still love there. You know what I'm saying? Don't disappear to where people got to call other people looking for you. You know what I mean? As if you have that type of relationship with them, if you have a tight relationship with them like that, if y'all used to talking on a normal basis or something like that, or is, you know, more than enough times of them getting in touch with you easily, don't get to a point to where these niggas are trying to get in contact with you and they worried about you. Not that, but I think you should set a standard and a wall that people should respect. And that might come with a little bit of maturity, and that might come with a little bit of getting older, but shit, you can start that right now. No matter if you 18, 20, 27, 32, you know what I'm saying? 39, 41, like, set the standards, set the wall, set the barriers, all of that. Let the niggas know. Sometimes you can let a nigga know without even using words. You know, you could raise, you could discipline your kids without physically hitting them or even verbally talking to them. You could just get them that look. Mom's got it. Dad's got it. You know what I'm saying? Just look at them dead in their eyes like, nigga, you know. You know. That's the same thing with people. If they've been around you enough, or if they feel like they know you enough, they should know. Niggas ain't playing around. Niggas ain't playing around at all. So enjoy your life as best as you could, man. And enjoy every birthday. I am. You know, I don't want to do too much for my birthday. This is my first time actually traveling on my birthday. Like, this is a family vacation for my birthday and for Christmas. And I love it. I love it. I'm probably going to do more of it, you know? Yeah, we probably won't never go, you know, we'll probably never go back to the traditional, you know, the traditional Christmas and stuff like that. Probably still put up a tree and stuff like that, things of that nature. But we might just travel. You know what I'm saying? I like taking my family to different places. As long as we got a pool and a jacuzzi, we good. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, happy birthday to me. And also, I'm not going to get out of here without saying happy birthday to one of my OGs. May he forever rest in peace, to my dad. I mean, shit, I was born on his birthday. We share the same birthday. So, gotta say happy birthday to Pops. And to be honest, I haven't talked to Pops in a long time. Like, sometimes I talk to my mom. Sometimes I talk to my mom's when I'm like down and stuff like that. And as y'all know, sometimes I sit in total silence when I want to remember how my mom's voice sound. You know what I mean? And that's just me. Some people who have lost parents probably don't have the same issue that I have. You know what I mean? But you know, I try not to, cause at one point I used to think about my parents like every day. I used to think about them every day, no matter what time of day it was. I used to think about them every day. You know what I mean? And now it's gotten to the point where it'd be some days where it'd be weeks where I don't think I've ever gone a month without thinking about my parents, but there'd be times where I'm not thinking about them. And then with that happening and life goes on and stuff like that, I'm like, I had to sit in silence and just think like, dog, I need to remember how my mom's voice sounds. And as crazy that might sound to certain people, that's the truth. You know, I haven't talked to my moms or seen my moms since 2008. And my dad passed away in 2011. So I haven't talked to them in so long, you know. But happy birthday to Pops. Love you. And Mom, I made it to 42. And I'm taking your grandkids to Mexico for my birthday and for Christmas. So shout out, and 12 Cal just hit me up. I'm on my way, 12 Cal. And 43 is on the way, man. 43 is on the way.